George Orwell once said, all the war propaganda, all the screaming, the lies and hatred comes invariably from people who are not fighting. Keep this in mind as we discuss today who is really Russia is fighting in Ukraine. Today's video is sponsored by Noble Gold. My name is Dr. David Waralu.
And my name is Dr. Ross Stewart.
And you are watching Geopolitics in Conflict.
We're starting in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region, where Russian authorities claim that they have taken control of the city of Soledar.
Russia's defense ministry is saying that fighting does continue in Soledar.
Today, the United States will demonstrate our continued enduring commitment to Ukraine with the announcement of over $3 billion in new military assistance.
Do you see a way off the streets back into a home?
No, especially everything's so expensive, like gas, the rent, everything. And that's heartbreaking for me.
You know, David, one of the things we keep asking ourselves and wondering about is, did the American people really understand who this war is between? Who's really the players in this conflict?
They don't, because meaning us Americans, just been fed whatever the government is saying. That's the bottom line to it. So in reality, there are hidden forces regarding this war. So this is why we wanted to talk about this today, because what just happened recently, by the way, is that a Russian took over. There is an area I found it's a Ukrainian salt mining town. Basically, it's the Wagner group that had took over this salt mining town called in the area called Soledar. What's interesting is that Ukrainian military is saying none of that happened.
Well, we're seeing over and over again where the Ukrainian government and Western media is saying Russians are being pushed back. The Ukrainians are winning battle after battle after battle in spite of 150,000 casualties, in spite of millions of people being displaced. The American people and Western media is lying to the people.
Yeah, and that begs the question, because it came from actually a high-ranking Ukrainian military officer who was asked, and he did say that the war is between Russia and U.S. and NATO.
And now a word from our sponsor. Gold prices could surge to $4,000 an ounce in 2023. And Noble Gold Investments has all the details. As recession fears persist, Jörg Kainer, Chief Investment Officer of investment company Swiss Asia Capital, said that many economies could face a little bit of a recession in the first quarter, which would lead to many central banks slowing the pace of interest rate hikes and make gold instantly more attractive. If 2022 taught us anything, it is that tangible assets are the only assets you can count on, like gold. So what are you waiting for? Thousands of people have started making a move toward a secure retirement. Join them by opening a gold IRA or silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments. If you get in before the end of this month, you'll bag an incredible free 1/4 ounce American gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit geopoliticsgold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind.
So basically, Ukraine is being used.
A proxy war between NATO, that's Europe, and the United States and Great Britain, with Russia.
But you give the West, you give NATO, you give the U.S. credit for holding their ends of the bargain, fighting the war or fighting Russia to the last Ukrainian.
That is beyond tragic. Let me ask our audience a question here. When President Trump looked at the makeup of NATO, one of the things he said is, hold, this was here to fight the Soviet Union, and the Soviet Union hasn't existed for decades. What's your opinion on that? Think about it.
Oh, you're absolutely correct, Ross, because that's been an argument that came many times. It's just those voices, like the quote said, propaganda and all that, those voices are not being heard. Those are logical, pragmatic voices. If it was the creation of NATO, which was supposedly to deal with the Soviet Union back then, was Soviet Union ceased to exist since 1991.
That's been a few years.
Yeah. So what is the purpose of NATO? Yeah.
Isn't that a good question? What is the purpose of NATO?
Yeah, that's the...
Do we have any evidence that Russia has any kind of existential threat to anyone in Europe?
No. That's again another question that came up as to does Russia or is Russia a threat to Europe? And some analysts said, no, it is not. You know, that era of the Soviet Union is gone. So you have the war hawks that is pushing the narrative towards, Russia's going to take over Europe. It's nonsense.
Russia is, at least Putin and the current Russian government keep saying, we want to develop business with Europe. We want close cooperation. Now, that doesn't mean that's exactly the way it is.
Yeah.
But at least publicly they're saying it. And I haven't seen any evidence stating that Russia is any kind of a military threat to Europe.
They did have a good relations, the Russians with the Europeans. I'll give the example of Germany.
Yeah.
You know, Russia and Germany, regarding the energy, Germany, by the way, we're buying Russian oil at a discounted price. As a matter of fact, the whole Europe. Yeah. So if it was any issue, it would have happened back then. So I don't know what got into their heads, because you look at the leadership right now in Europe and even here in the U.S.
Yes.
Because you don't separate the two. Where is that leadership? They can't think pragmatically. They can't think of the welfare of the people. You know, I just looked at it recently, NATO.
Yeah.
And the EU just signed another agreement to forge forehead with supporting Ukraine and all that, while at the same time European citizens are wondering where their tax euros are spent on. Do you see the similarities with us here in the U.S.?
Oh, boy, do I ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we take a look at the severe casualties that are going on in Ukraine, to fight to the last Ukrainian, then we take a look at who else's casualties here. Millions of Americans are living a diminished life, and now we have all over Europe people are really angry about what's happened to their economies, their casualties as well. And as if the leadership in Europe cared. Well, they're going to care when they have demonstrations in the street, and they're having them now.
Yeah. Well, the best example to this, Ross, is the Poland.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, just for you to know, do you know that Poland is on the verge of collapse, economically speaking, because they couldn't absorb the 4 million immigrants from or refugees. They're not immigrants. They are refugees from Ukraine, because Poland is not a rich country.
Correct.
Poland is like every other Eastern European country. And yet, now their economy on the verge of collapse. So, is it the fault of the Polish people to be paying their tax money, whatever, to the government that is spending the money on some causes that have nothing to do with their welfare?
That ends up ruining their own economy.
Yeah. Well, it's no different than what we have here.
Oh, for sure.
You look how much money we spent. Now, once again, we are not against... I speak for myself. I don't speak for Ross. I'm not against assisting others. I'm not against helping. But as a taxpayer, I need to know where the tax that I'm paying is spent on. The government doesn't just waste, which is what it's known for. And this begs the question of, if you trust the government, you must be a fool.
As you know, I talk to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I speak to German people. I speak to Russian people. I speak to Chinese people. Almost on a weekly basis. And as I speak to American people, I have not met one person who has anything but contempt for the government in the United States. And that includes a lot of Americans. They say, we know they're criminals.
Well, because they failed.
They failed, and they're all rich.
Yeah, they failed. They failed at the expense of the average citizen. And you look at this, what's going on in Ukraine, so Americans are lost. They are confused. Because the government is saying one thing when the reality is another. So what are we going in far lands spending our tax dollars when we can deal with the issues here? I don't know if you got a chance to see, I saw an images of San Francisco.
Oh, I was recently in Seattle and saw the homelessness.
Yeah.
People living in tents in cold weather on the hillside. That's remarkably hard to do.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of them.
Well, you see those kind of images and you start to ask. Hypothetically, if you didn't know San Francisco, you would say, oh, you know, sad to see this country, whatever that country is, the way it is. Well, that country happens to be America. You know, and yet the government doesn't care, because you look at the chaos that's going on in Congress, you know, it's like I always say, and I don't shy away from saying it. The system is corrupted to the core.
And there are even members of our Congress right now who are saying our system is broken.
Yeah. Tell Americans, wake up. Nothing's going to change. So if you happen to be an American, you need to really grasp as to what's going on, because it will impact you, your family, your finances, your business, your health, you name it.
And it's doing, you don't have to wait for long, it's already happening. I mean, you take a look at the inflation, you take a look at how risky things are here, with actual predictions of significant violence.
Well, it's an indication. As a matter of fact, I read a poll about the how do Americans predict 2023 going to run. 80% says that the U.S. is going the wrong direction and the economy is going to even get worse with the high prices and so forth. 80%. And those are adults, Americans, because you can't count children in this kind of survey. 80%. That's a large number. I would understand if it was 30, 20, 30, even 45. But 80%?
You know, we keep saying this almost every show about how many people are reportedly living in poverty, according to government statistics.
Yeah.
Well, 45 to 50 million. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is a lot.
And then we go, how many people are living paycheck to paycheck, which we've surfaced over and over again? Another 50 million people. And now we're seeing middle class people being affected. And we're seeing food banks being overrun by people who are having trouble feeding their families.
Yeah.
This is America.
Yeah. And yet, to bring it back to our topic, is the idea of why are we engaging in this proxy war? You know, what for? I mean, the reality is, and I know some do not like to hear the truth. You know, if it weren't for the expansion of NATO eastward, this would have never happened to begin with.
And to bring it back to the point of what kind of a threat was Russia to Europe? And from what we can tell, it was no threat at all.
None.
Matter of fact, Russia was benefiting enormously from their sale of energy to Europe.
Yeah, and Europe also was benefiting in buying Russian energy at a discounted price. Now they have to buy it from the U.S., by the way, the gas. 5 or 10 times the amount.
Oh, my God.
That's just how it works. So it becomes the question, if you happen to be an American watching this, it's common sense to ask, you know, what are you paying taxes for? If that money that you are paying, when I say you, it's all of us Americans. It's not used back here at home.
Where we need it.
Where we need it the most. Then what's the point?
Well, what we know is there's this enormous transfer of wealth that's occurring right now in the United States. And where is that wealth going? Military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
We're not going to name companies, but anyone who knows what that is knows that.
They understand.
They understand armaments are being purchased from the government and then sent overseas.
Yeah. Well, the one that, by the way, we've been sending to Ukraine are leftover. Leftover weapons and so forth. So the point in all this is that despite what you hear, you know, this is where that propaganda comes in as far as understanding the reality of what's going on. There is that proxy war, and that proxy war is fought by NATO and the U.S. behind the scenes. But like we said, because the West, the U.S. and NATO said this, we'll fight the Russians till the last Ukrainian. That's the sad part about, you know, because what the president, you give him the title because he's president in their country. But President Comedian Zelensky, you know, is kind of didn't understand the realities of, you know, you move from being a comedian to a president. Oh, come on.
Well, there's a question of is what kind of a leader is he, or is he a puppet? It seems that the military in Ukraine has a pretty good grasp as to what's really going on. And we might see them really take over and bring this to a very different conclusion.
Yeah, well, they will have. This cannot be sustained.
Right.
You know, you already have now here for us domestically, with Congress now, with the House of Representatives being controlled by the Republicans. You know, one thing that is not coming up in the conversation about their agenda moving forward for next year: blank checks to Ukraine. There will be none.
It's about time.
Yeah, Republicans are saying, "We're done with this." So it makes you just wonder. You know, it's not a wonder. It is about time. You know, why are we sending so much money to Ukraine? For what? That doesn't benefit the people. It's okay if you help the people. But also, it's the fault of their president that when you move from being a comedian to a president, a reality hits you in the face.
And there's so many shocking things with this. They treat Zelensky like he's a celebrity. I mean, it's just absurd.
There must be some psychological disconnect there.
Oh, there's so many psychological disconnects here. And we're looking at the numbers here. Mm-hmm. We're seeing the vast majority of the American people who no longer believe the media, the popular media. They no longer believe the news outlets. They no longer believe the newspapers. They understand that they're the organ of some other system, not for the good of reporting news or reporting what's actually occurring.
Yeah. Well, there's no objectivity anymore.
No objectivity.
You know? Well, like you always say, what's behind?
What's the news behind the news?
You're absolutely correct, because that's what it is. Most of us Americans just consume whatever the media is saying, or the government for that matter.
So. Well, I think the news behind the news here is that NATO, the powers that be in NATO, are openly acknowledging that this war is between NATO and Russia.
I know.
And it just happens to be fought on Ukrainian territory.
Using Ukrainian soldiers.
Using Ukrainian.
Ukrainian people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember one of our members on the course asked the question, what will happen if American soldiers end up being on the ground and the body bags will start coming to the U.S.? That's a fair question.
Well, I know what happened in the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
We had major violent demonstrations on the streets.
It probably will be the same here for that.
And, I mean, it really polarized the country. And I think it would be different this time in that a whole lot more people understand the nature of this conflict in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Whereas in Vietnam, the propaganda was really well done.
Yeah. And you start to have now in the U.S., I've been hearing, you start to have people now questioning, you know, where this is going. You know, it's almost like that fatigue of this Ukraine saga is finally settles in.
You know, as I'm talking to people who once upon a time said, you know, Ukraine, we really support them. As more and more information comes to these Americans, mm-hmm. they're saying, hold it. I think we've been lied to. I think that we need to get out of there and stop this bloodshed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was mindless until they got enough information, and the information is available.
Yeah, well, this is one thing we are hoping to assist with, is provide you accurate information to the best of our abilities, be as objective as we can.
Yes.
Because we're not after sound bites and all. I don't believe in that stuff. I just don't. If I don't have anything of importance to share, I keep my mouth shut.
Well, also, we are not dedicated to meaningless sound bites.
No.
Or the flashy headlight that says nothing.
Yeah. No, I'd rather not. I'd rather not do that, so... Well, we hope you find this very informative. And as always, prepare yourself for a challenging world order. Till next time, guys. Bye-bye.